Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host. Be here for the next hour. We're back to our usual format today after last week's special show for the 4th of July. We've got our usual Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, this week in music history, the latest music news, and an epic battle of man versus machine. And you know who always wins those. Plus the best rock from all eras on 91.5 WMFO.
This ain't no time to be cool.
That's REM at their harmonious and melodic best with Fall on Me. And we heard Victim of Love from the Eagles from Hotel California at the top of the hour here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, I hope you had a nice July 4th weekend, and I know many of you have taken the whole week off, and so out there enjoying some beautiful summer weather and a lot of great stuff going on. Thank you for the feedback about last week's show. Last week, we did a special July 4th show about songs that either mention or are about America. And as usual, I left a few good ones off, and I appreciate the feedback. I'll put them on the list, and we'll get to them next year, I hope. Before we get too deep into the show today, I did want to mention the passing of a couple of entertainment giants. James Caan died last week. You probably heard all the tributes by now. Great performances in The Godfather and Brian's Song, among many, many other things. And of course, New Generation got introduced to him as the dad in Elf. And also Larry Storch. He played Corporal Agarn on F Troop. I guess if you're a certain age, you remember F Troop, but I'm surprised that a bunch of people that I've talked to this weekend don't know about the show F Troop. Probably wouldn't fly today, given its treatment of Native Americans, which was considered, I guess, funny in the 1960s. But that was a show kind of like Gilligan's Island or the Brady Bunch. It just always seemed to be on in reruns when I was a kid. And so we mentioned the passing of Larry Storch at the age of 99. Well, I promised you a story of an epic battle of man versus machine, and this is about me. I'm having this battle of wills with a smoke detector in my house. It's starting to resemble something out of a Twilight Zone episode. You know how when the batteries are getting low on a smoke detector and it starts to tweet? Well, some time ago, mine started tweeting, and I usually take the battery out and I can replace it. But I couldn't figure out how to open it and get at the battery, so I just hid it in a closet, figuring that the battery was eventually going to die out and it would be done. Well, every once in a while, it would tweet, and it started to bother me. So I went into the closet, I covered it with a bunch of coats, and I thought, well, that'll do it. But then after a few days, tweet, tweet, tweet started again. So I moved it out of the closet, and I put it in the pantry at the far end of the house, and I definitely thought I solved it then. And it was quiet for a while. And then after a couple of days, it started again. Tweet, tweet, tweet. And I just left it because I thought, how long can it keep doing this? The battery has to run down. Now it's been at least a month, and it is still tweeting. And not all the time, every once in a while. And I'm increasingly convinced that this thing has a mind of its own, and it's trying to torment me. And if I'm not careful, I think I could easily get drawn down into kind of a roadrunner situation. I can see the scene where I'm standing in a pile of rubble, my house around me completely crumbled, and I think I finally killed it, and, you know, and as I walk away, I hear the beep. Not quite sure what to do, but it is a battle of wills. I am definitely losing at the moment, but I think in the long run, I will wait it out. We'll see. Anyway, that's a little glimpse into my exciting life. It is now time for Phil, whose life I guarantee is way more interesting than mine. My friend Phil from Watertown listens to a lot of music, likes to share it, and he shares it here on the show on a feature we call Phil's Pick. Let's hear what Phil has for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Rosalia by Uncle Lucius. Uncle Lucius is a band based out of Austin, Texas, which has built a strong reputation as a powerhouse live band, holding the flag high of good old Southern rock. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Rosalia, baby, don't worry. We got time to work it out. We got things so much better than money. Now don't we, babe? Don't we have each other now? Don't we have each other now, Rosalia?
Now the medicine man raised his price, asking more for feeling nice, because he knows we'll pay. The bills we got keep piling up, there never seems to be enough.
Rosalia, baby, don't worry. We got time
work it out. We got things so much better than money. Now don't we, babe? Don't we have each other now? Don't we have each other now, Roselli?
Conversation, one thing we never had. How come your compliments make me feel bad? I think about the future.
Just close my eyes. everybody, all right, bitch.
Anybody see?
From their 1997 album, Bridges to Babylon, the Rolling Stones. Anybody seen my baby? And we heard Phil's pick before that. Today it was Rosalia from Uncle Lucius. On Rock of Ages, on WMFO, there's a lot of music news to catch up on because we didn't really cover anything last week in our special show. If you're a fan of the movie Almost Famous, which recently celebrated its 20th anniversary, you'll be happy to know that the long-rumored Broadway play is finally getting ready to debut. It was announced that the play will debut on Broadway at the Bernard Jacobs Theater on November 3rd. If you don't remember the movie, it was written by Cameron Crowe, and it chronicles his teenage years as a Rolling Stone writer in the early 1970s. The character in the movie, the teen, joins the band Stillwater on the road and profiles them for a cover of Rolling Stone magazine. What I like most about that movie is that it's set in the period in the mid-70s when rock was emerging as a big business. Jimmy Fallon is in it, and he has a small but really good role. He plays a promoter who sort of drags the band into the corporate world. It is a fun movie, and soon you can see it on Broadway. Canadian rock legend Randy Bachman, he of the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive, had his long search come to an end last week when he was reunited in Tokyo with a cherished guitar 45 years after it was stolen from a Toronto hotel. The guitar was the one on which he wrote American Woman and a bunch of other Bachman Turner Overdrive hits, and it was returned to him by a Japanese musician who bought it at a Tokyo store in 2014 without knowing its history. Apparently, Bachman bought it as a teenager for $400, which was very expensive at the time, and then it was stolen from the Toronto Hotel in 1977, and he talked frequently about missing the guitar in interviews and on radio shows. And in 2020, a Canadian fan who heard the story launched an internet search and located it in Tokyo within about 2 weeks. And then a further search led him to a YouTube video showing the instrument being played by a Japanese musician by the name of Takeshi in December of 2019. So Bachman contacted Takeshi immediately. He agreed to give the guitar to Bachman in exchange for one that was very similar. So Randy Bachman got on the internet and searched for the guitar's sister, which was made during the same week with a close serial number with no modifications or repairs. And so it finally goes back to its rightful owner after 46 years. On the subject of valuable string instruments, a hand-painted mandolin given by Janis Joplin to Jimi Hendrix got a whopping $281,000 at an auction where 29 bidders were battling out for the mandolin. It represents the friendship between really two of the most iconic rock stars of all time. It's painted in true 60s fashion with flowers and phrases such as, "Love thy neighbor." And Janis Joplin and BBH Co., which of course stands for Big Brother, and The Holding Company, which was her band, and Jimi Hendrix. And finally, our last story, Carlos Santana is recovering from collapsing on stage last week. Fans at an outdoor Santana concert in Detroit were obviously alarmed when he collapsed and had to be tended to by medical professionals on stage. He was covered in a black sheet and escorted to a nearby hospital. However, according to statements he made after the incident, he was apparently overtaken by heat exhaustion and dehydration and is recovering nicely. Carlos is 74. If you recall, last December, he disclosed that he had an unplanned cardiac operation, which forced him to cancel a tour. He insists that last week's incident was unrelated to that. Always looking for a good excuse to play some Santana. This is one of my favorites. It's live from the Moonflower album. It's Europa, Santana on Rock of Ages. Thank you.
still be friends and she didn't care. But anyway, I tried last week for to go and she wasn't home. But anyway, I think I'll spend my life alone. I really don't care right now. But anyway, the state of affairs and the state of emotion, the kind of thing that you must understand. I'll tell you one thing, you tell me another. We walk away, maybe then shake hands. For me, but anyway, I don't think that TV was joking when it told me this. But anyway, the newsman said not to sit on the streets for the cheats. It's my life he's trying to save. But anyway, I found out that I got a cancer. Too many television waves. But anyway, the state of affairs and the state of emotion, kind of thing that you must understand. I'll tell you one thing, you tell me another. We walk away, maybe then shake hands.
That is Blues Traveler, But Anyway is the song, and we heard Europa live from Santana before that, as we wish Carlos well after he collapsed on stage last week, but it looks like he's okay. It was just dehydration, so he says, and that tour will resume very soon. Well, good morning, Ron LaRussa, your host for the show every week. We do it at 8 o'clock on Monday mornings from 8 till 9. We play the best rock from all eras, and we've got some new music coming up in just a minute, but first, I want to tell you about this week in music history. This week in 1955, Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock becomes the first rock song to hit number one on the Billboard pop chart, where it stayed for 8 weeks. It was originally released as a B-side to another record, but became a massive hit after it appeared in the film Blackboard Jungle. This week in 1969, David Bowie's Space Oddity single is rush-released to beat the moon landing, which happens 9 days later. In 1979, it was Disco Demolition Night at Comiskey Park in Chicago, where the White Sox and Tigers were playing a doubleheader. The plan is to blow up a bunch of disco albums between games. What could go wrong? Of course, it went horribly wrong when fans became unruly and rushed the field, forcing the White Sox to forfeit the second game of the doubleheader. This week in 1995 at Soldier Field in Chicago, the Grateful Dead play their last show with Jerry Garcia, who dies a month later. And this week in 2012, Slash, who left Guns N' Roses in 1996, gets his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Charlie Sheen, who is the master of ceremonies at the event, comments, "It seems quite fitting that Slash is getting a star on the very street Axl Rose will one day be sleeping on." Birthdays this week, Roger McGuinn of The Byrds turns 80. Christy McVie of Fleetwood Mac turns 79. And Courtney Love is 58 this week. Time for some new music now. The band Collective Soul has got a new album coming out. It'll be their 11th album called Vibrating, with a release date of August 12th. In advance, they've shared a new song called All Our Pieces. The band is heading out on tour with Switchfoot, and there will be New England stops in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire on the 31st of July, and in Webster, Mass on August 6th. This is All Our Pieces, new from Collective Soul on Rock of Ages.
Discontent, all our pieces we gather up, but they just don't seem to fit. All our pieces we scatter out like a wind of discontent. All our pieces we gather up, but they just don't seem to fit. Ooh.
torture tattoo, and I've been writing on a ghost train where the cars they scream and slam, and I don't know where I'll be tonight, but I'd always tell you where I am in a screaming ring of faces. I seen her standing in the light. She had a ticket for the races. Yeah, just like me, she was a victim of. City to me when we were kids. Girl, it looked so pretty to me, like it always did, like the
the Spanish city to me when we were kids.
That is from their very excellent 1980 album, Making Movies, Dire Straits, with the Tunnel of Love. And we heard a new one from Collective Soul. It's called All Our Pieces. Their new album will come out on August 12th. It'll be called Vibrating. And we heard it all here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Thank you for listening today. My name is Ron LaRussa. If you're in the Boston area, you can join us on the radio at 91.5 FM. And if not, if you're far away or if your schedule does not allow you to listen Monday mornings at 8 o'clock, you can listen to us on demand on the WMFO website at WMFO.org. Well, we'll be back to the music in just a moment, and we'll have our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
John Parr is an English musician, singer, and songwriter. He was a fairly unsuccessful performer in the late 70s and early 80s, but then forged himself a career doing movie theme songs and soundtracks. In 1985, he was touring with his band The Business, supporting Toto, when he caught the attention of David Foster. Foster asked him to record a song for the film St. Elmo's Fire. So Parr and Foster got together and wrote St. Elmo's Fire in honor of wheelchair athlete and activist Rick Hansen. It was a massive international radio hit. It led to soundtrack work for Parr for Three Men and a Baby, The Running Man, Quicksilver, among others. But he never came close to the success he had with this song. This is the theme from St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion, from John Parr, our one-hit wonder on Rock of Ages.
walking down the street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright.
I saw four faces, one mad, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
The band is 10cc, and the song is called Dreadlock Holiday. And before that, we heard John Parr from the St. Elmo's Fire soundtrack with the title song, Man in Motion. That was our one-hit wonder from the Album Rock Radio era this week on the show. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. This is Ron LaRussa. Join me next week and every Monday morning at 8 o'clock for Rock of Ages, the best rock from all eras. Until we speak again next week, Have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.